In this bulletin, a flu outbreak in New South Wales claims lives. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras under pressure in snap elections this weekend. And in tennis, an American teenager continues her Wimbledon dream. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Health authorities are pleading with members of the public to get their flu shot as dozens of influenza outbreaks ravage New South Wales residential care homes and continue to claim elderly lives. New South Wales health data released on Friday reveals 66 confirmed influenza deaths in the 6 months to June, with 26 people who also had other health issues in residential care facilities. A mental health facility and a hospital were also hit with outbreaks in the past week. New South Wales Health is urging unwell people to refrain from visiting family and friends in aged care facilities until they have recovered. Greece's opposition New Democracy Party is ahead in the polls and could take power from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras in Sunday's election. The country is heading to the polls 3 months earlier than scheduled after Mr. Tsipras called snap elections for July 7th following a defeat of his Syriza party to the New Democracy Party in European Parliament and local elections in May. Syriza stormed to power in 2015 on the back of a popular backlash against painful economic reforms in the crisis-hit country, which has required billions in bailouts from foreign lenders since 2010. But shortly after gaining power on an anti-austerity platform, Mr. Tsipras was forced to relent to an unpopular bailout plan and more austerity to stave off bankruptcy. His main rival, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, talked up what he described as the competence of his New Democracy Party.
It is very important from day one to send a signal both to the Greek people but also to the international capital markets, to Brussels, that we're serious, that we mean business. We're going to be putting in place a competent government. I don't intend to engage in any sort of traditional horse trading if I get the strong mandate that I'm asking for. So the stronger the mandate, the easier it will be for me to pick the right people for the jobs that they have to do.
A car bomb blast has killed three Syrians near the Turkish border. The Turkish president has reportedly said at least two others were injured. The explosion happened near a local government office in Hatay province. A strong aftershock has rocked Southern California with a magnitude of 5.4. The aftershock came on early Friday after Thursday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake. There have been reports of more than 80 smaller aftershocks. The earthquake is the largest in Southern California since the early 1990s. Homelessness advocates have condemned the alleged group of professional beggars who were accused of duping Melburnians out of their cash and sending it to China. Police allege six Chinese nationals travelling on tourist visas and an Australian have been begging on the streets to target passers-by in Melbourne's CBD. The group of elderly Chinese people who claim to be homeless but all had accommodation could face up to 1 year in prison. Salvation Army Major Brendan Nottle says he hopes the actions don't deter Melburnians from wanting to help those in genuine need of support.
We want to encourage them to make sure they don't harden their hearts to people that are doing it tough in our city. And we want to make sure that people that are sleeping rough around the city receive support, receive practical support.
The South Australian government is drafting legislation to ban single-use plastic straws and cutlery. It's believed the state will also ban polystyrene cups and takeaway containers as part of a second phase. Environment Minister David Speirs says he wants South Australia to lead the nation in waste management. In tennis, 15-year-old American star Corey Goff has continued her dream run at Wimbledon. She won her third-round match on centre court against Slovenia's Polona Hercog in three sets. Romanian Simona Halep also progressed, defeating Victoria Azarenka of Belarus in just over an hour. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 17. Adelaide, a possible late shower, 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 18. Hobart, early fog and then sunny, 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. Sydney, much the same and 20. Newcastle, a shower or two, 20. Brisbane, showers 22, Cairns, partly cloudy 27, and Darwin, sunny 30. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.